我们请大家一起默祷。
Bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续我们的正道聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our morning gospel worship.
来唱赞美诗129首，不是171，129。那等一下会后我们唱212首。
Please sing hymn 129.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Now we're going to kneel down and pray in one accord.
我们求神来带领，来祝福我们安息圣日的聚会。
We ask for God's guidance, and blessings throughout today's Holy Sabbath day.
借着圣经的道理，让我们都知道怎么样过着一个荣神益人的生活。
And so that through the teachings of the Bible, that we are able to learn how to live a life of glorifying God and also benefiting men.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let us pray.
哈利路亚，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹以及亲戚朋友，大家安息日平安。
Hallelujah, peace be among brothers and sisters and friends and relatives on a holy Sabbath day.
我们都知道，一个人如果单单有很好的学问却不会这个处事待人那他在社会上未必能够得到很大的成就。
We know that a person may be very smart or very accomplished.In his or her education. However, if he or she does not know how to interact with people, then they may not be very successful.
所以这个很多人主张这个 EQ 要它的重要胜过人的 IQ.
That's why a lot of people emphasize the fact the knowledge of how to interact and treat each other is more so than their IQ.
所以同样的一个基督徒如果单单只是圣经节很熟悉。
Likewise, as Christians, if we are solely very good at or well versed on the Bible readings.
真理的知识很丰富。
If we are very good and very knowledgeable in the spiritual learnings.
但是却不知道怎么样跟人家相处。
However, if we do not know how to interact and treat others.
同样的也不一定都能够荣耀神。
Then likewise, we may not be able to glorify God's name.
所以早上小弟兄想说跟我们一起来分享我们基督徒我们待人处事的原则是什么。
So today I'd like to discuss what are the principles as Christians on treating others.
虽然圣经教导我们说不要贪爱世界。
Even though the Bible teaches us not to long after the world.
但是却不是叫我们说不要和世上的人来往。
However, the Bible never told us not to interact at all with the people on this world.
因为只要我们还活在这个世上。
Because as long as we live in this world,
不可能不和别人有所接触啊。
It's impossible for us to have any interactions with other people.
所以我们就必须要知道怎么样跟人家相处。
That's why we must learn how to communicate and interact with others.
以及这个交往待人接物的原则。
As well as the principles behind how to be friends with others and also respect and honor each other.
或许我们都很想知道有什么样的这个秘诀能够让我们给人很好的印象。
Perhaps we may all want to know what is that secret in how to strike a very lasting impression on others.
在这里我们并不是要教导大家怎么样让我们成为这个长袖善舞八面玲珑的这样的政治人物。
So today, we're not here to teach everyone how to be the most popular person that you can be in this world.
因为圣经要教导我们的不是方法，而是一个原则。
Because the Bible does not tell us exactly the method in us to follow, but rather it teaches us principles.
就是品德了。
And it has correlations to our characteristic or nature.
换句话说培养一个美好属灵的一个品德 来作为我们待人处事的原则。
So in other words, we have to have a good characteristic or quality, personality from our speciality. In turn, we'll have principles in how to interact with others.
哦，就是帮助我们啊，能够荣耀神，能够帮助人的秘诀了。
And that is the secret, and the guidance for us to treat others.
哦，那到底要怎么样？来达到这一个目标。
So how can we attain this goal?
哦，我们将从这个罗马书的十二章来提出一些分享。
So I'd like to use Romans chapter 12, some of the verses from it as examples or sharing for this.
我们一起来看罗马书的十二章。
Let's turn our Bibles to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书的第一章到十一章，保罗所强调的是因信称义的理论。
And in Romans chapter 1 through 11, Paul had emphasized the teaching of being called righteous by faith.
那从十二章开始就是谈到这个在生活上要怎么样实践。
And starting from verse 12, he starts to go into the daily living principles.
我们来看十二章。十二章一节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。第二节。
Verse 2.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。好，这两节圣经保罗在教导我们要怎么样跟神怎么样来对待神。
In these two verses, Paul was teaching us how to interact and treat God.
那第三节。
Verse 3.
我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所单看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。这一节经文保罗教导我们怎么样对待自己。
And in this verse, Paul teaches us how to view and see ourselves.
那从第四节一直到最后的二十一节。
And starting from verse 4 through verse 21.
就是教导我们要怎么样对待别人啊。
It teaches us how to treat others.
所以我们上午我们把我们的这个重点放在从第四节到这个最后二十一节。
So this morning I'd like to emphasize and focus on verses 4 through 21.
我们从当中来提出三点来作为这个基督徒待人处事的原则。
So within these verses I'd like to touch upon three points as principles on how we treat others.
那基督徒怎么待人处事？
So, exactly how would a Christian treat others?
第一个原则就是要诚实，要让人相信。
So the first principle is that we must be honest and we must be trustworthy to others.
我们都知道世上的人们常常会觉得心灵空虚。
And we know that a lot of people in this world oftentimes may feel very vain or empty in their hearts.
这个空虚的原因固然是因为这个属于物质的世界本身的一切都只是短暂的，很快就会过去的。
The fact that they feel empty is because the things that they rely on, which are materialistic things, only are temporary.
所以让人觉得有这种空虚的感觉。
Consequently, it causes people to to feel a sense of emptiness.
得到的也不一定能长久啊。
Because once they attain all the material stuff, they're not able to hold on to it.
那除这个以外，
aside from this,
还有一个很重要的原因。
There's also another reason.
就是世上的人们觉得，在这个世界上没有值得自己相信的人。
That is, typically, people in this world may feel that there really isn't anyone that they can truly trust.
甚至是父子、兄弟、夫妻也都不自都不敢彼此太相信。
And this is also the case between relationship of father and son and brothers and siblings.
哦，所以我们看到，哦，这个，这个在外面哦，很多这个征信社啦，哦，很多这个卖这个，这个，录影的哈，这个照相器材等等啊。
And that's why a lot of the times you see a lot of people everywhere in their, at their home, in their office, have these security systems and cameras and, so, and such.
哦，那最近这个喧闹一时的这个英国的那个新闻的这个集团哈这个梅朵哈因为这个窃听案呐、也让这个他上了这个报纸的头条。
And we just heard recently the news that occurred in England of a person sort of spying on another person, and that would that made big news.
哦，让人觉得说，哦，这个在这个世界上哦，虽然相交满天下，但是知己啊，却无一人呢、啊。
And causes us to think that even though in this world we may make a lot of friends, but really, we really don't have anyone that we that are trustworthy, that are close to us.
哦，所以这种人跟人之间哦，没有办法相信哦，没有办法依靠哦，也会让人呐、啊，哦，在物质的空虚之外，在情感上也觉得空虚。
So the fact that we cannot have a close relationship with one another to the point that we can't rely and trust others, then causes us to feel empty from a relationship perspective as well as a materialistic things. 哦，
所以一个基督徒如果跟世人相处的时候能够让人觉得我们是诚实的，我们是可以值得相信的。
So as Christians, while we are interacting with others, as long and if we can allow others or make others feel that we are trustworthy and reliable,
哦，甚至我们是可以托付的人
，and that they can entrust something important to us.
哦，那不但呢 能够荣耀天上的神，哦，也能够借着这样带领他们来认识神。
By doing so, not only will we glorify God's name, but also we will help guide them. Under God.
哦，对我们来讲，哎，我们也得到了朋友。
And to us, we've made a lot of friends.
哦，那但是啊，要怎么样让人觉得我们是值得可以相信的？哦，是诚实的。
So how is it that we are able to make others trust us, make us the others feel like they can rely on us?
哦，我们来看看这个罗马书十二章。第七节跟第八节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 12, verses 7 and 8.
第七节，或做执事的就当专一执事，或做教导的就当专一教导。八节。
Eight.
或做劝化的就当专一劝化。施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。在这里呀、我们要提出三点。哦，来让我们帮助我们呢、值得人家来相信。
So in these two verses, we can see three points that will help us gain other people's trust.
哦，第一个就是啊，我们要忠于我们的职责。
First point is that we must carry out our duties.
哦，刚刚我们所读的经文有三次提到专一。
专一。
哦，这个专一，它就是表示哈。要忠心，要负责任。
In the verses that we've read three times, we've come across the concept of being honorable and also being responsible.
哦，所以说我们对于我们自己的本分对于别人委托或者是我们委托别人的事情都应当要忠心，要负责任。
So with respect to the tasks that were entrusted to us by others, or the things that we entrust into others, we have to deliver and be trustworthy and be responsible.
哦，不能够虎头蛇尾哦，一定要有始有终的。
And we cannot be conniving, or nor can we pretend. We have to be honorable.
哦，很多时候我们没有办法在别人面前有好的见证。
A lot of the times, it's difficult for us to have good testimonies in front of others.
并不是因为我们圣经不熟。
Not because we're not familiar with the words of the Bible.
真理的知识不够。
It's not because that we lack in spiritual knowledge.
而是我们做人做得不太负责。
But it's actually because we are conduct ourselves without responsibility.
让人因着我们的不负责跟疏忽啊，受到的损失，受到的连累。
And because of our responsibility, and lack of attention, causes others to disrespect us or find us unreliable.
这对圣工的影响哦，对圣工的伤害啊，绝对不会输给那个异端迷惑人。
And that kind of negative impact on others.Does not shy from having going out to preach heresy.
所以要帮助我们，让我们给人家值得信任的看法，我们就必须要专心忠于我们的职分。
So in order for us to earn people's respect and trust, we must be honorable and responsible to carry out our duties.
要忠心，要负责。
We have to be loyal and we have to be.Trustworthy.
在这个纽约皇后区教会，我们有很多这个弟兄姐妹是从福建来的。
And in Queens, New York area, in our church, we have a lot of members that are from China, Fujian.
他们多是从事这个餐馆的工作，或者是在衣厂里面的工作。
And many of them have careers in the restaurant industry or the clothing.Manufacture industry.
因为信仰的原因我们星期六要聚会。
And because of our faith, it is required for us to worship God on Sabbath day.
经常还会有所冲突啊。
However, a lot of the times that schedule conflicts with their work requirements.
尤其在这个日渐越来越不景气的这个时候你要请假会对你自己的工作是很危险的。
Especially during the downturn of the economy, it is very difficult to ask your boss for a time off, and it jeopardizes your career.
老板很不希望员工请假，尤其如果是在赶货的时候，尤其是在这个生意最好的时候，你说你要请假，这个老板可能叫你不要来上班了。
So typically, your boss would not be too happy if you are asking him for some time off during the day that they're the busiest or during the day that they have to make deadline. If you do so, then you might lose your job.
但是我们皇后区的这个弟兄姐妹，他们却能够请假。
However, the brothers and sisters at Queen's Church, for some reason, they were able to get, they're always able to obtain time off on Saturdays.
是不是他们自己是老板，或者是老板是他们的亲戚
？Is it because they themselves are their boss, or that their bosses are their relatives?
都不是。
Not the case.
那为什么他们能够请假
？So why is it that they are able to take time off on Saturdays?
因为他们平常的表现让老板对他们非常的相信，非常的信任。
The main factor is because that during the other days of the week, based on their performance, they are able to earn the trust and respect from their boss.
渐渐的，他们在他们的工厂也好，或者是餐馆也好，成为老板心中不可或缺也不能取代的员工。
Or the fact that they became employees that their company cannot live without, and that they're the most important member of the organization.
只要有这些员工在老板甚至不需要去工厂不需要去餐馆都没有关系。
They've earned the trust from their bosses, in that they once as long as they're around, their boss probably could take the day off and not be worrying about their business.
所以面对这么好的员工。他们要求这个星期六要到教堂去做礼拜，当然老板也要答应。
And because of their excellent performance and also the benefits that they bring to the organization or their company, of course the boss would allow them to take one day off to fulfill their request.
哦, 因为这些老板也知道,
because their bosses would also understand.
哦, 就是因为信仰的力量, 让这些员工会如此的忠心, 会如此的负责。
It is because their faith towards God that allows them to become such a responsible and effective employees.
哦, 所以我们要怎么让人 信任我们,
so how can we earn trust from others?
借着我们的忠心跟负责任,
so we, it is through our sense of being responsible and also being honorable.
哦, 就能够让人觉得我们是诚实可信靠的,
so that others may know that we are reliable and also trustworthy.
哦, 那第二个,
the second point.
哦, 在, 这个第八节那边说, 当殷勤,
in verse 8 it says, when it's time to give encouragement.
哦, 这个治理的就当殷勤, 哦, 要殷勤的意思, 哦, 就是我们要勤劳,
oh, I'm sorry. It's where it talks about that we must be diligent.
哦, 一个能够在, 这个, 外人, 面前留下美好见证的基督徒,
For a Christian to leave a lasting impression to other non-Christians,
哦, 也必然是一个殷勤求长进的基督徒,
we must be a Christian that is diligent, that seeks progress.
哦, 在这第八节这里, 谈到殷勤,
so in verse 8 it talks about being diligent.
哦, 11节那边也谈到殷勤不可懒惰,
and verse 11, it also says, also never be lacking in zeal.
哦, 所以我们不论在圣工上也好, 或在我们自己的工作岗位上也好,
so no matter whether if we are applying ourselves in our career or when we are applying ourselves with God's work,
哦, 我们都应当要勤劳,
we must be diligent.
哦, 因为没有人会相信一个懒惰的人,
because no one would trust or agree with a lazy person.
哦, 在这么一个邪恶的世代里头, 基督徒啊, 更应当要殷勤,
in this worldly society, as Christians, we must be more diligent than others.
哦, 如果我们懒惰, 我们不肯上进,
if we are lazy and we are not seeking progression,
哦, 我们就没有办法胜过, 哦, 这个越来越困难的环境,
then we're not able to survive in a more complex and difficult society.
很多人, 哦, 甚至我们, 弟兄姐妹, 哦, 会误认为, 哦, 我们信耶稣, 一切都交托神, 哦, 仿佛啊, 我们什么事情都不用做,
some people may have the perception that as Christians, since we rely on God over everything, then really we don't have to do much.
哦, 啊, 反正哦, 主耶稣都已经安排好了,
we may think to ourselves, as long since God has already prepared everything for us.
哦, 是啊, 我们人的生命, 我们的疆界, 我们的年限, 都是神已经安排好的。
It is true that our days are numbered, our future have been arranged by God.
哦, 但并不代表我们, 啊, 就不需要勤劳, 不需要去实践。
However, that doesn't mean that we should not be diligent, nor should we be progressive.
哦, 我们相信的不是 哦, 这个佛教徒的宿命论, 哦, 哎, 反正啊, 哦, 这个结果都已经注定好了, 哦, 你努力也好, 你不努力也好, 都一样,
we should,
我们不是相信这样的理论,
we should not have the concept or belief that all is good, no matter what we do, there's no difference because someone is influencing.
哦, 圣经虽然告诉我们, 哦, 神, 已经为我们安排好,
the Bible does say that God has arranged everything for us.
哦, 但是却要我们努力去得着啊。
However, we have to be zealous in attaining what's in store for us.
哦, 就跟, 神为我们预备的救恩,
just like the salvation that God has in store for us.
哦, 也要我们相信接受啊。
It requires us to take the first step in believing and to accept.
哦, 神为我们预备天国,
God has prepared the heavenly kingdom for us.
要我们啊, 借着相信, 守道去得着。
But it requires us to believe, to accept His gospel, and also to keep His words and commands.
所以勤劳也是我们一个基督徒应当有的美德。
So, being diligent is also a characteristic that we must possess as Christians.
所以勤劳也会让人觉得我们是可以相信的。
And being diligent will allow other people to trust us.
值得信赖，值得依靠，值得委托。
It will allow others to feel that we are responsible, honorable, and able to entrust the important things to us.
第三个。
Third point.
我们来看十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节在抱歉，第八节。
Verse 8, excuse me.
八节施舍的就当诚实。这里告诉我们要诚实。
And here it tells us that we have to be honest.
我们要让人觉得我们是可信靠的。
We have to make others feel that we are trustworthy.
我们必须要诚实行事。
We have to do everything with honesty.
不但是我们有求于人的时候要诚实。
We have to be honest when we are asking something from others.
这里告诉我们当我们施舍帮助人的时候也要诚实。
But here it tells us when we're giving something away, we have to do so in honesty.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
有求于人要诚实，那我们能够理解。
We can understand easily what does it mean to be honest when we're asking benefits from others.
比如说你只需要100块，但是你也不诚实，我要1000块，那就不诚实了。
For example, if you need to borrow $100, but you lie and say that you need $1,000, then that's not being honest.
但是帮助人要诚实，这是什么意思？
But however, when we are helping others, we must also be honest. What does that mean?
帮助人要诚实是告诉我们不要借着行善助人来求名求利，有其他的企图。
What that means is that we should not have ill intent or motive in helping others, in thinking that we will gain fame, popularity, or some sort of acknowledgement.
这样才能够得着神人的喜悦。
Only by doing so that we are able to receive.Favor from God and also be liked by men.
在圣经里头主耶稣责备这些法利赛人他们行善的时候喜欢敲锣打鼓，让天下人都知道。
In the Bible, Jesus always criticizes the Pharisees in that while they're doing good, they would beat the drum and sound the horn so that everyone can hear and see.
让大家都称赞他们。
So that everyone can praise their names.
但是却没有顾及到那个被帮助的人的他的心理。
But they did not consider the well-being and the true intent behind their gesture of helping others.
在台湾的一个教会。
In Taiwan, there is a church.
这个安息日聚会的时候。
During Sabbath service.
有一个这个信徒看到另外一个信徒愁眉苦脸。
There's a member that saw another member very with a frown and pout on his face.
就问他说你怎么愁眉苦脸呢？
So this member asked the disturbed member, "How come you look like you're troubled?"
这个信徒就跟他讲说我最近家庭的经济有一些问题。
So this troubled member replied, "Well, I've encountered some difficulties at home."
我的小孩要交这个班费500块我没办法给他。
I need to pay for my son or my child's tuition $500, but I'm not able to find the money.
为了这个事情我很烦恼。
And because of this, I'm very troubled.
我真的不想。不希望我的小孩在班上被人家瞧不起。
And I really don't want my kid to not able to advance like others in his class.
那这个信徒一听才500块所以就从他的皮包里头就拿出了500块。
So when this member heard this, he took out $500 from his wallet.
这个五百块 你拿去吧。
And he said, here, take the $500.
但是你千万不要跟别人说是我帮助你的。
But do not tell anyone that I was the one who helped you.
因为我想要得到神直接给我的这个报答。
Because I would like to receive reward from God directly.
那这个信徒被帮助信徒非常的感谢他。
And the member that was being helped was very gracious.
解决了他这个燃眉之急啊。
And because his or her problem has been solved.
但是这个帮助人的这个信徒没有多久看到另外一个信徒就跟他讲了。
But not long after, this member that helped the troubled member saw another person and said this.
你知不知道那个某某信徒他好可怜呢？
And he said to another member that, do you know that we have a very troubled member in our church?
这个信徒他拿不出500块给他儿子交班费啊。后来我帮助他了。
That he was not able to have enough money to pay tuition for his child, but I was the one who helped.
你不要跟人家讲我直接 要从神那边得到祝福啊。
But don't tell anyone that I did this because I wanted to receive reward from God.
那又没有多久又看到另外一个信徒他又同样又跟对方这样讲。
And not long after, he saw another person and he said the same thing to that person.
这个聚会完了之后，几乎全教人都知道那个信徒没有500块给他儿子交班费。
After the whole Sabbath service at the end, the whole entire church learned that that particular member did not have enough money to pay for their child's tuition.
所以这个被帮助的信徒就觉得很难过。
So this caused the person that was being helped much more grief.
只不过是500块台币啊。
It's only $500 Taiwanese dollar.
而且我又不是还不起，也不是不还你。
And it's not that I wasn't intending to repay you.
而且你还告诉我说不要给人家知道。
Moreover, you're the one who told me not to tell anyone.
结果你到处讲。
But you went ahead and broadcasted the whole thing to everyone.
不知道你是有心还是无意的啦。
And so causes this member to feel whether the other person was really had a good intent in helping.
但是有一点我们可以确信。
But one thing that we know for sure.
这个被帮助的信徒以后再也不会相信帮助他的这个信徒了。
But that this member that was being helped never will trust the other member again.
约翰福音的第四章。主耶稣告诉这个撒玛利亚的妇人要怎么拜神。
And in John chapter 4, Jesus was teaching the Samaritan woman how to worship God.
要用心灵跟诚实来敬拜神。
That we must use our spirit and also and sincerity in worshiping God.
所以诚实不但是我们用来拜神。
So our honesty and sincerity not only we must possess to worship God.
也包含了我们诚实的品德，诚实的生活。
But also entails us applying the same honesty and sincerity in treating other people in our daily living.
诚实是神的儿女跟世人们一个非常不同的分别，也是最有力的见证。
And honesty and sincerity is a big there's a big difference. That sets us apart as children of God to other people in this world.
但是诚实并不是愚昧。
But being honest or sincere does not equate to being foolish.
诚实并不代表被欺骗。
Being honest does not equate to letting others taking advantage of us.
所以我们不欺骗人。
If we do not lie to others.
但我们也不是一个容易被欺骗的人。
But let us not be easily taken advantage by others as well.
所以诚实要灵巧。
So we must be also very smart about things.
就像马太福音第十章的16节，主耶稣告诉门徒说我差你们去，如同羊进入狼群所以你们要灵巧像蛇，要驯良像鸽子。
Just like Jesus told his disciples that I will send you to a dangerous place where you have to be as shrewd as a snake, but as innocent as a dove.
所以啊，诚实啊，也是我们能够让人相信我们的一个原则。
So to be honest, to have the quality of honesty is a factor in allowing others to trust us.
所以啊，我们要怎么样啊待人处事
？So how can we treat others?
就是要诚实，值得人家相信。
We must be honest and sincere so others could trust us.
我们要忠于我们的啊职责。
We have to be responsible for our duties.
我们要殷勤，不可懒惰。
We have to be diligent and not be lazy.
我们要诚诚实实的做事。
We have to do everything, conduct ourselves with honesty and sincerity.
所以诚实可靠是基督徒待人处事的第一个原则。
So the first principle as Christians in treating others entails being honest and sincere and being responsible.
再来，我们来看第二个原则。
So let us look at the second principle.
就是爱心。
That is love.
一般这个世上的人对于基督徒的普遍的观念就是基督徒非常有爱心。
There's also the general conception that Christians are filled with love.
所以我们如果懂得用基督的爱来跟人相处的话
，So if we understand how to apply our Christian love in our interactions with others,
不但能够荣耀神也能够让我们跟一般的人有所区别。
Not only will we glorify God's name, but also we will separate ourselves from others.
反过来，如果我们没有办法在我们的生命，在我们生活流露出基督的爱。
On the other hand, if we're not able to live out the Christian love,
就没有办法显出基督徒的特点来。
Then we're not able to manifest the special qualities of Christians.
那什么是基督的爱？
So what is the Christian love?
跟一般世上人的爱有什么不一样？
How does it differ from the normal love of unbelievers?
我们同样，我们借着以下的经文来做分享。
So again, through the verses we're about to study, let us explore this.
我们要提出六点的不同。
And we would like to point out six points of differences.
基督徒的爱首先呢是真诚的爱。
So the Christian love first is a very true and sincere love.
在这个第九节说爱人不可虚假。
And in verse 9 it says, we must love must be sincere.
我们刚刚谈到说不但在待人处事要诚实就是在运用爱心的时候我们也要诚实。
We talked about in treating others, we have to be honest and sincere. But here, the Bible says, when we love others, we must be sincere as well.
世人的爱有时候是虚假的爱。
The love from the world sometimes are fake.
他们缺乏了真诚。
A lot of the times, they lack sincerity.
有时候虽然我们用真诚的爱来爱人呢。
Even though sometimes we use our sincerity to love others.
经常一开始没有办法被人家接受。
But sometimes, others in the beginning will not accept our gesture.
就像我们俗话说，狗咬吕洞宾不知好人心我这个对你是一片真心却被你给误解误会了。
Just like that, there is a saying in Chinese proverb that says, oftentimes our love or sincerity are being misinterpreted, and misunderstood by others.
但是只要我们是真实无伪的。
But as long as we are sincere and are with good intent.
最后一定会让人知道并且接受。
But at the end, that will resonate and that will be accepted by others.
甚至是那个铁石心肠的人也会因为我们的真诚而受到感动。
Even the most callous of all the hearts, at the end, will accept our sincere love.
在台湾有一个姐妹。
In Taiwan, there once was a sister.
她想要传福音给她的姑妈。
She wanted to preach the gospel to her auntie.
因为她非常喜欢她的姑妈。
Because she really liked this aunt.
她希望她的姑妈能够得救。
And she really hoped that her aunt would be saved.
哦，那偏偏他这个姑妈哦，又是一个这个哦对哦这个佛教哦非常忠诚哦热忱的人呢、啊。
But it doesn't really help that her auntie is a very zealous follower of Buddhism.
哦，他觉得信仰哦是自由的啦，哦，这个哦不可以强迫哦。
She feels strongly that the freedom of religion and no one can force her to believe in anything that she doesn't want to.
哦，所以每次一谈到哦这个宗教信仰哦，谈到耶稣哦。她这个姑妈总是板起脸孔哦。
So every time our sister discussed the matter of belief or religion with her auntie, every time they would not be in a good situation.
哦，有一次啊，哦，这个教会布道会要到了。
One time, our church spiritual convocation is about to.
我们这个姐妹哦，又想起她的姑妈。
So our sister started to think about her auntie.
哦，那这一次啊，也许他急了一点哦，结果啊，被他姑妈给赶出来。
And maybe this time she was overly aggressive or zealous, so her auntie basically told her to get out of her house.
哦，但是啊，他的这个裙摆啊，却被这个哈、哦、他姑妈家的大门哦给夹住了。
But her skirt was caught by the front door of her auntie.
哦，这个拉也拉不出来啊。
She couldn't even pull it out.
哦，那心里想哦，这个姑妈现在正在气头上哦，如果按电铃哦，她会更气。
And she thought to herself, if she rings the doorbell again, her auntie would be more angry at her.
哦，那她更听不下我要讲的话。
And she would be more disturbed and annoyed by what I have to say.
哦，等到她气消再说吧。
So she thought, I'm going to wait here until.She's less angry.
哦，就这样在他门口站了半个多钟头啊。
So she stood there for 30 minutes.
哦，结果他姑妈可能有事情要出门了，一打开门呢、啊，怎么看到哦，他这个侄女怎么还站在门口
？And her aunt perhaps had some errands to run. So when she opened the door, she was surprised to see our sister still standing in front of the door.
哎，你怎么还在这里呀、啊、
？She said to her, "Why are you still standing here?"
哦。姑妈，我的裙子被你夹在门。
And she said, "Well, my skirt was caught, by your door."
哎，你怎么不按电铃啊
？And she said, "The aunt said, well, how come you didn't ring the doorbell?"
哦，因为哦，你很生气呀、啊，我想哦，等你气消了再按电铃。
She said, "It was because you're angry, and I wanted you to be, less angry, until I ask you to come out."
哦，这个姑妈哦，一看啊。哦，本来他就很喜欢这个子女了哦，然后又遇到哦这个情况啊，这姑妈就、哦、心就软了。
And the auntie originally liked our sister very much, but because of this, she softened her heart.
好了好了，晚上啊，跟你去教堂好了。
She said to her, "Fine, I will go to church with you tonight."
哦、但是先跟你讲，我不会信哦。
But I'm just warning you, I'm not going to believe.
哦，结果那天晚上啊，她姑妈得圣灵了。
And that night, her aunt received the Holy Spirit.
哦，拜了十几年了、啊，从来不知道神是圆是扁。哇，今天呢、啊、才知道，原来神就是耶稣啊。
She seeked after religion for many years, but only until that night she was able to learn that God is Jesus Christ.
哦，因为啊，哦。啊，这个让他实实在在的体验到了。
Because she was able to personally experience it.
哦，所以这个姐妹，哦，她对她姑妈的爱，哦，对她姑妈灵魂得救的爱是真诚的，哦，是没有虚假的。
So this sister of ours had sincere and true love towards her auntie, in that she really wanted her to be saved by God.、哦、
最后啊，就感动了她的姑妈。
And at the end, she inspired and touched.The heart of her aunt.
哦，所以我们的爱哦，跟一般人不同。
So our love,
主要的原因就是我们是真诚的哦。
The difference of our love from other people is that our love is sincere.
哦，小弟刚开始接触到我们的这个弟兄姐妹。
When I first interacted with the members of our church,
哦，这些人呢、啊，怎么一天到晚拉人家来信教
？I felt how come these people always would want to invite or convince others to come to believe in God.
是不是, 有什么好处可以拿?
I thought maybe because there's benefits to be had.
那后来发现没有。
In the end, I found out that there's no benefits.
但是这些人呢, 还这么热诚。
But these people are still equally zealous.
这个牺牲时间, 牺牲金钱。
That sacrifice their own time, they sacrifice their own money.
有时候啊, 我们哦, 这个态度很不好,
sometimes,
来回应他们的邀请。
Sometimes they have to encounter bad attitudes and rejections.
有时候啊, 我们是, 这个虚伪的应付应付啊, 吃喝一拖, 哎。
Sometimes they have to bear the falsehood and also the pretense of other people.
但是这些基督徒啊, 却锲而不舍, 一直的邀请, 一直的很热诚。 哎，这一定哦，当中啊，有什么不同在里面
？But I thought to myself, but yet these brothers and sisters are still very zealous and sincere about their efforts, and to me, that there must be something good that lies behind that.
哦，就是爱不一样。
And it's because that their love is different than others.
哦，所以唯有真诚的爱，哈，唯有不虚假的爱，才能够感动人，才能够持久。
Only those love out of sincerity are able to sustain itself and to motivate others.
那第二个，这个基督徒的爱跟一般世人的爱不一样。
And the second point that distinguishes our love from other people's love.
第九节说, 爱人不可虚假, 恶要厌恶, 善要亲近。
Verse 9 says, love must be sincere, hate what is evil, cling to what is good.
那基督徒的爱, 出的是真诚的, 而且是, 是厌恶恶事的爱。
The question, love, not only are sincere, but they hate evil and cling to what is good.
换句话说,是不妥协,不在罪上有份的爱。
In other words, our love is not able to be mixed with evil and not be able to compromise with evil.
我们爱恶人,并不是认同他的恶事。
When we love the sinful people, it's not because we approve of their actions.
就好像主耶稣拯救罪人，也不是这个认同他们的罪行。
Just like Lord Jesus Christ would save the sinful mankind, not because he confirms or approves of their sinful nature.
所以基督徒的爱呀，是把人跟罪分开的爱。
So the Christian love has a clear demarcation between their love and from wrongdoing and sins.
一般人都是爱那个值得爱的人。
Many people find themselves able to love those that are easily loved.
但是为什么基督徒会去爱一些这个社会上不能够接受、不能够认同的人呢？
But why is it that the Christian love oftentimes are focused on those less fortunate or those people that are being neglected.
比如说在监牢里头那些坐监犯科的人。
For example, prisoners in jail.
为什么还有那么多的基督徒向他们传福音，对他们还抱着一线希望？
Why are there so many Christians that still visit them and still preach to them and still have a lot of hope towards them?
是因为基督徒的爱跟一般世上的人不一样。 我们是把罪跟人分开的。
It is because the Christian love differs from other form of love in that we have a clear demarcation from man and sin.
反过来说,
on the flip side,
世上的人的爱是把人跟他的这个罪合在一起的。
The love of this world mixes man and sin together.
往往要得到他们的认同，让他们接纳，必须要跟着他们一起做同样的事情。
So oftentimes, to gain approval, to find favor in others, we do and act ourselves, conduct ourselves in a similar fashion as they do.
或者是这个 peer pressure 的同侪压力的影响。
Or we oftentimes may be influenced by peer pressure.
但是基督徒的爱就不一样。
However, the Christian love is different.
这样的爱才是真正的爱。
And that the Christian love is the true kind of love.
才是 真正能够感动人的爱。
It is the only love that is able to inspire others.
不包容罪恶的爱。
It does not compromise against what is evil.
那第三个。
The third point.
这个十一节这里告诉我们。
Verse 11 tells us.
说要心里火热，常常服侍主。
That never be lack in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord.
这里告诉我们要先心里火热才能够服侍神。
Here it tells us that we have to be fervent in heart in order to serve the Lord.
这个火热的爱是被神、被主所激励的。
And the fervency from our heart is being motivated by God.
这个也是基督徒的这个爱跟世人的爱不同的地方。
This is one of the difference between Christian love from other form of love.
世人的爱这个热心热情往往是对方的回应。
The worldly love oftentimes predicate upon the receiving back benefits.
对方越爱我我也会越爱他。
The fact that other loves you, therefore you love.
如果对方不爱我，同样我也不会爱他。
But if the other party does not love you, then you will not love the other party.
但基督徒的爱不是这样。
But the love of the Christian is different.
是因为主的爱才有的。
It is because the existence of the Lord, therefore we have our Christian love.
因为主的爱的激励，让我们去爱人。
It's because of the love being motivated from within by the Lord of God, then causes us to love others.
所以这样的爱才能够不求回报。
So only this type of love will not be seeking any repayment.
这样的爱才能够真正的持久。
This type of love will be everlasting.
所以我们要能够爱人，我们就必须要先让神的爱来激励我们。
So in order for us to truly love others, we have to allow God's love to inspire us first.
我们再来看第四点。
Let's look at the fourth point.
在十三节。
Verse 13。
十三节说圣徒缺乏要帮补客要一味的款待。这里告诉我们基督徒的爱是有实际行动和耐心的爱。
It here tells us that the Christian love will have action.
这里说帮补是指物质方面的实际帮助。
It says here that, that we are going to help others in need so that there's an action physical action involved.
世人的爱经常只是在在这个舌头上，在嘴唇之间。
The worldly love oftentimes only are just lip service.
但是基督徒的爱不能够单单只是在言语跟舌头上。
But the Christian love cannot merely rest upon just with words or just with our mouth.
要在行为，要在诚实上面。
But rather we have to have action, we have to be sincere.
那在这里所说的一味的款待，这个意思就是说永恒不变的了。
And basically, this is telling us that our love, Christian love, will not change.
世上的人的爱，经常是一时兴起。
The worldly love oftentimes is out of a whim.
一时高兴。
Just because at that moment of joy,
往往不能够持久的。
That you express love, and that type of love is not everlasting.
这个网络上这个 Facebook 发起这个老伯伯很可怜卖豆花，大家挺他去买他的豆花。
For example, you may see an article in Facebook or posting. All of a sudden, there's a movement that encourages people to help out this little this old man in selling something because of his unfortunate background, and all of a sudden everyone would just pour their efforts in helping that person.
但是几个月后又没有了。
But after a few months would have passed, that would subside.
世人的爱经常是这样子。
So that is the type of worldly love that you'll experience.
但是基督徒的爱就不一样。
However, our Christian love is different.
是有耐心的。
That we have patience with our love.
这种爱是从神而来的。
And that type of love comes from God.
因为神从来不对我们失望。
Because God will never lose hope in us.
我们也从来不对人失望。
And we would never want to lose hope in others as well.
哦，那第五个不同。
The fifth point of difference.
十四节。
Verse 14.
逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福，不可咒诅。
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
哦，在这里告诉我们，基督徒的爱最大的特色，就是能够爱仇敌的爱。
Here tells us that the most important quality of a Christian love is that we are able to love our enemies.
哦，世人的爱啊，哦，大部分都爱那个爱我们的人。
The worldly love typically would target of those who we find favor or that have loved us first.
哦，对那些不可爱的，对那些反对我们的，哦，很难能够付出爱心。
And it's very difficult for the worldly people to love those who hate us.Those who are our enemies.
哦，但是基督的爱却能够超越人的仇恨。
However, the Christian love, is able to surpass, the hatred, of mankind.
哦，这也是哦基督徒啊最能够向人见证的哦这个力量。
And this is one of the source of a very powerful, manifestation that Christians has towards people.
哦，那最近，这个。有一个报道，哦，报道在，这个大陆上，哦，一些啊，以前二次世界大战，哦，这个日本啊留下来的这些孤儿，哦，啊，被中国人养大了。
And recently there's articles about in China that there have been people that actually brought up and reared some of the orphans that were left behind by the Japanese occupation during World War II.
哦，当二次世界大战的时候，日本在中国的东北成立了这个伪满洲国啊，大量的哦，这个日本的移民呐，啊，搬移到这个中国的东北。
And in China in World War II, a lot of the Japanese moved over to a particular area in China to occupy the land.
哦，那后来随着这个战争。的这个破坏和战争的结束啊，有很多这个日本的孤儿啊，就留在中国了。
And after the conclusion of World War II, a lot of the orphans from these soldiers or these Japan occupants have been left behind.
哦，那有很多啊，是这个中国人哦，把他收养啊，养把他们啊，这个抚养长大。
And a lot of these orphans were brought up by Chinese people.
哦，那这些抚养哦日本小孩的这些中国人哦，他有一些是自己呀、啊、本身的家人就是被日本军人所杀害，哦，或者他本身呢、啊、也受过日本人的伤害。
Some of these families that would receive these orphans, their family have been harmed by Japanese soldiers.、
哦、哎，那他们却愿意替敌人来养小孩啊。
But the fact that they're willing to rear after their enemies' children.
哦，而且啊，经历啊，在文化大革命的时候，还要经历哈啊，被人家批斗哦，说是间谍哦，这个敌人的帮凶哦啊的这种罪名来受苦。
And during the Cultural Revolution, they were persecuted because of the fact that they had Japanese child in their family to be labeled as spies or disloyal people of their country.
哦，让我们觉得说，哇，这些人真的好伟大哦。
So it really causes us to have great respect for these families.
哦，让我们如果看圣经。
So if we read the Bible.
哦，同样我们也发现，哦，主耶稣的爱比这个更伟大。
That likewise we can learn that the love from our Lord Jesus Christ actually is greater than these type of love.
哦，那这正是啊。基督徒跟世上的人不同的地方。
And these are all differences between the Christian love from the worldly love.
哦，如果我们只爱那些爱我们的人。
If we only love those who love us.
哦，那神的爱啊，哦，就没有办法超越了。
Then we're not able to surpass the love given by God.
哦，我们也失去了好的见证。
Then we lose the opportunity to be the testifier for God.
哦，有个故事这么说啊。
There once was a story.
哦，说有一个这个牧羊人哦，他们家隔壁搬来的一户打猎的人。
And there's a family who were shepherds, and moved next to them were hunters.
哦，那这些打猎的人，当然他有很多的猎犬哦，都很凶。
And of course, the hunters they have a lot of hunting dogs that are very aggressive.
哦，那这些猎犬呢，有时候就会跑到这个羊栏里头啊，把哦这个牧羊人的这个羊啊咬伤了，甚至咬死了。
And these hunting dogs would oftentimes sneak into the sheep pen and hurt or even kill some of the sheep.
哦，那经过几次的协调啊，哦，没有结果哈、哦，所以这个牧羊人呢、啊、就告到法院去了。
So after some communication without results, the family of the shepherds sued the other family.
哦，那这个老法官呢、啊、是个基督徒。
And the judge was a Christian.
哦，他就啊。跟这个牧羊人讲说，哦，你是要这个暂时的解决，还是要永远的解决
？He asked the shepherd, "Do you want a temporary solution or do you want a permanent solution?"
哎，暂时的解决啊，就是哦判这个哦猎人呐、啊、要赔你多少钱呢、啊、
？The temporary solution would be that I will find judgment against the hunter and have him pay you some penalties.
哦，但是不能保证将来哦这些伤害损失不会再发生。
But I can't guarantee you that in the future that the incident will not happen again.
哦，所以这个牧羊人说，那我要永远的解决啊。
So the shepherd replied that I want a permanent solution.
哦，那怎么样做呢
？So what is your permanent solution?
哦，你不要告他。
The permanent solution is do not sue.This person.
哦，你拿几头小羊啊去送他。
That you give him a few of your little sheep.
哦，牧羊人说啊，哇，哪有这回事啊？哦，我不但不告他，还要送他礼物，哦、我又不是傻瓜。
So the shepherd found that disturbing and questioned the judge in that why would I even not only not sue him but in turn actually give him something.
哦，法官说、啊、你做做看就知道了。
But the judge said, why don't you just do it and trust me?
这个牧羊人啊，他只好照做了。
So the shepherd did according to the judge had directed.
哦，这个猎户哦，他啊有几个这个这个儿女哦啊年纪还小，看到这个牧羊人送来的小羊好可爱，哦、啊、就跟他爸爸讲了。
And the hunter had some younger children, and after seeing that they were gifted some small sheep, they were really happy and told their father this.
Oh, 爸爸，你要把狗关好哦，不要让狗跑出来咬伤我的小羊哦。
And the children asked the hunter, the father, to lock up the dog so that they won't harm their little sheep.
Oh, 那我就不跟你好了。
If they you don't do it, then I will not like you anymore.
哦，爸爸哦，这个只好把狗关好了、哦、
So the father did according to what his children had asked him to do and locked up the dogs.
狗也不会跑去牧羊人那边去咬伤人家的�ang了。
So the dogs no longer harmed his neighbor's sheep.
哦，那这个猎人呢、啊，心里想说，我们的狗咬伤人家的羊。人家既然没有要求赔偿，竟然还送礼物来，哎，真不好意思。
So the hunter thought to himself, and felt bad in that his dog harmed his neighbor's sheep, and instead of claiming for the damage, but the neighbor actually gave him some gifts.
哦，所以啊，他打猎啊，有一些猎物啊，哎，他也还送一些给这个牧羊人啊分享。
And so the hunter was often share some of his food with the shepherd.
好，那牧羊人当然礼送往来啊，送他这个哦，这个羊奶啦，哦，羊奶酪啊，啊，最后啊，两家哈、哦、成为最好的朋友。
And because of the gesture back and forth, at the end, these two families became really close.
哦，就像这个老法官所说的，哎。永远解决了彼此的纷争、哦、
Just like the old judge, telling the shepherd that this is the permanent solution to your problem.
哦，这个也是一种爱仇敌的表现。
And this is a type of love towards our enemies.
哦，才能够真正的解决这个世上的仇恨跟纷争。
That's a method that we could apply that truly will solve all the hatred and all the problems in the world.
哦，那最后一个哈啊，世人的爱跟基督徒爱不同的地方。
The last point that differs are Christian love from the worldly love.
哦，在这个十五节这里。
Verse 15.
好，说与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭。
Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn.
好，说基督徒的爱啊，哦，是富有同情心的爱。
So the love from a Christian has mercy on others.
哦，很多时候啊，我们比较容易跟哦这个哀哭的人同哭了。
It's easier for us to mourn with those who are mourning.
哦，毕竟人都是比较同情弱者。
Because usually we pity those who are suffering.
但是对人的成功，哦，我们比较不容易跟人家同乐。
But it's really hard for us to rejoice with other people's success.
哦，经常啊是批评啦、嫉妒啦、吹毛啊、吹毛求疵。
Oftentimes we will be envious and jealous of other people's success and criticize them.And backstab them.
哦，但是这里啊，这个保罗教导我们哈，要跟喜乐的人同喜乐，跟哀哭人同哀哭。
But however, here Paul teaches us that we must rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn.
哦，那这样的爱啊，哦，才是真正无伪的爱。
And only by doing so, then we will manifest true everlasting love.
哦，所以如果啊，我们每个基督徒都能够用哦，这个从圣经啊，这个刚刚我所分享的这种爱来啊，来对待世上的人。
So if as Christians we're able to apply the love described in the verses that we study to other people,
哦，是真诚的
，to that is sincere,
哦，是啊，这个哦，是啊，厌恶恶事的。
That the love that we have will hate what is evil.
哦，是因为爱主而拥有的。
And it is out of serving of the Lord.
哦，是有实际的行为跟耐心的。
That it has patience and actions.
是能够爱仇敌的。
And that we're able to love our enemies.
哦，是富有同情心的。
And that is filled with pity and mercy.
哦，那我们呢，一定能够哦，让人呢。接受我们，信任我们。
Then, by possessing these qualities, then we are able to earn the respect and also the trust of others.
哦，拥有一个好的人际关系。
Then we will be able to maintain a good relationship.
我们早上的聚会就先到这里。
And that concludes our morning service.
哦，我们呢，现在就直接来祷告。
Now we are going to pray.
哦，我们祷告的时候我们为着教会里头。身体欠安的灵性软弱的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
In our prayers, let us continue to pray for those members who are weak and members that are physically ill.
我们也为一些我们所认识、所知道的这个亲爱的慕道朋友他们的困难、病痛来代祷。
Also, let us keep in mind of those friends and truth seekers that we know have gone through difficulties or have problems.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray.